Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, esteemed listeners of Mirkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We welcome you to our spiritual breakfast. This is our interview segment. Today it is with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuh, as every Monday is. And alhamdulillah, today our topic is going to be on Dubai. Let's welcome Hazrat Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as you know, the topic is on Dubai. I'm sure Mufti Saab went countless times to Dubai.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we start with the topic and respond to the question, one, two announcements. Number one is this, inshallah, our tour to Natal, Durban, and surroundings will commence tomorrow. Today is the 9th of Rabiul Awal, so tomorrow 10th, and the night will be the 11th. So tomorrow night, Tuesday night, inshallah, in Stenger, all the Salat, Isha Salat, will be 7:30. And the program will start after Isha, inshallah, around 7:55, 7:50, around there. So it will be live on the various radio stations, inshallah. So Stenger, Jami, Masjid, where Mohana Fahim Desai, Mohan Musa Ji, and them are. And then that is Tuesday night. Wednesday night, Avondale, that is run by our capital group, mashallah, Jumu'at Ikhlas and his brothers and team and family. So the Imam Day is Mona Randeri, so that will be Wednesday night, inshallah. Thursday night, that first day, I think I'm going there, Amen Zim Toti, so there the Sheikh Imam is Sheikh Bukhari. And inshallah, my nephew, inshallah, is very close there. Also, he's Pingo Beach, Mawah Ismail Kareem. Friday, Jumu'ah, inshallah, Masjid Hilal. Adhan is at 12:10. So, inshallah, inshallah, Al-Aziz will be there. And then Friday night, inshallah, in Shell Cross. So, that is also after Isha. The Imam there is Mufti Shu'aib, that, mashallah. So, the, inshallah, we've had programs there. But after long, we're going there, mashallah. Regarding my travels, there's a person I always think about him. One day with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, we had a majlis somewhere there in Johannesburg, Houghton or wherever. And then we said that Hazrat Mufti Sahib said, let's go visit Hafiz Ibrahim Desai. So I didn't know him actually, you know. And then when we went and we started speaking, and, you know, I realized he's a travel agent, and Hazrat told me that all his bookings he does with him. So then I started speaking to him and so forth, and we really clicked very well with Allah's help. And he didn't have any children also, like same like me, no children. So that was beside the point. But now he passed away about 2-3 years ago during the COVID and so forth. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. What a wonderful person, travel agent. He would go out of his way, you know, and to try and look for best prices and make life easy, get us upgrades to business class and whatever, and then organize for us, you understand? We can use the, you know, that lounges and all these type of things. So that is how we started traveling with Emirates, you see. And because of him, because Royal Travel are the biggest people in charge of Emirates, you know, every ticket that's sold, they get a certain percentage, you know. So they have that franchise or whatever you want to call it, you see. So alhamdulillah, that Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. We really miss him. So that, and you know, that his wife, I think they all gone back to Durban. And he had a wonderful big house here in Houghton and what have you. So anyway, cut long story short. So through, we used to deliberately go via Dubai. Take the long cut. Why? So we get more miles, you know. Enough about that. For example, I just give you 2-3 easy examples. You know South Africa. From South Africa, you want to go to New Zealand. You can go direct this way down. We say, no, we want to go from here to Dubai. And then from Dubai, 14-18 hour flight, you understand? If I remember once I was in Auckland and they told me it's a direct flight from Auckland to Dubai. non-stop. So I even asked that person there, I said, isn't this one of the longest flights? He said, yes. He said, currently it is number one, but just now it will fall because Singapore or somebody is arranging something else. It will have 17, 18 hours flight. And for that type of flight, they got two set of crews, you know, 8 hours, 8 hours and all that. So just to get our miles, to keep our gold status and all these type of things there. So that's why. Oh, I want to go South America. Now, we in South Africa, and we want to go to South America, Brazil, Argentina, Chile, yeah, there. So you can go straight, say, no, we want to go to Dubai first, you see. So even he used to laugh at me, he said, but you know, I said, just don't worry, you just arrange everything. I must get my points, I must get my lounge, I must get this hotel, whatever it is. And that is how all these things used to. So that's why we were in and out of Dubai, and so forth. That is how everything went, you know. So that's one issue. Second issue, Dubai airport is very, very, you've been to Dubai?
Gee.
Yeah, so Dubai airport, everything very good and so forth. So one day when we were there, they heard like a survey, like, you know, and two things happened of interest. So I told them, me, I'm not impressed with Dubai's airport at all, you know. So they got very, if you speak like that, then they get upset also. These Arabs and that, if you criticize them, and on their face, you'll see they see technicolor, you know, and this type of thing. So they say, what you mean? I say, travel from there to there to there to there. Show me one place you all are promoting Islam. Absolute zero. You understand? You all promote alcohol, you all promote books, you all promote the Dubai, you promote this country, that country, 150, 200, 300, Allah alone knows how many destinations you'll fly to. But show me, can't you have one kiosk and then you'll have literature up to date, everything, you understood? And there you just show millions of people are coming, landing, departing, transiting, and you could do an excellent job, you understand? So then they just looked at me and they kept quiet, you know. One day when I landed there, you know, so that guy looked at me and he said, you gold? I said, yes. And he said, no, come with me. So I got frightened, actually. So the Pakistani guy working, he said, no, fikar mat karo. Wo expo ke liye, wo aapko daawat denge. You understood? So expo is very big thing for them. So 2020 wanted Dubai, you see. Like 2030, there's MBS, Murtad. He's trying to get it there in Saudi. And they bribe all the countries up, you know, that you must support our bid and so forth. So anyway, so they were going full out. And then he asked me a few questions and so forth. And then fine, they said. But I was very skeptical initially. Why are they doing all this? So like, what trouble we are in, you know, and so forth. Then lo and behold, COVID came. So all the expo, all their plans got finished and cancelled. Then they had to postpone it after that 2-3 years, whatever. And 2 years, I think. Then after that, they had it and all that. But it wasn't so fascinating like they thought it would be. So because they were really promoting Dubai 2020 expo and whatever. Then Dubai itself, you must remember, you see, they have a policy that is there. If you want to be Muslim, you practice on Islam. There's all the masjids, there, all this. And that. See now, another thing I give you. Understand? I'll give you my personal experience, not what other people, my own personal experience. So I told them that one day we were inside there and all that. So I told them, take me to Wizaratul Awqaf. You understand? So I want to see that and all that. Because these Arab countries, they have excellent kitabs. There's one thing they have. But you must know where to go. So we landed up there. You know that door when you enter is half also in Sakarat. I just looked at it and I said, what a disgrace, man. Everything around it, 5-star, the hotels, the restaurants, the roads, and everything. But you look at your people's Awqaf. So I even joked with one person. I said, Sheikh Hazal Bab fi Sakarat, Sheikh. So something. So just made like a joke, like. But he got a message, like, you know. So anyway, then they gave me some nice kitabs, you know, fatawa kitabs and so forth and so on and so on. But that shows that Islam for them, you must remember, is just an accidental thing, by the way thing. It's not the alpha, omega, the most important thing. That is just by the way, we are Arabs, we are Muslim, and it carries on, you understand? So that is one. Then you visit all the big malls, Mall of Dubai, Mall of this, Mall of that, and Openly, you will see wine, swine, everything being sold. They don't hide it or anything. It's open. Then one day, there's my student also, Maulana Imran Musa, whatever. So he was the imam here in Masjidu Shifa, in Mayfair. So he used to invite me there for Jummah and so forth. So he became close to me, his father and them also. So I hope that they're still all living, you know. The parents was very sickly. Allah give them Shifa. Ameen. If they're still living, if they passed away, Allah give Jannatul Firdaus, because no contact now for so many years.
Ameen.
So he invited me as a guest, like, you know, and a lot of rigmarole to invite and all that. So then anyway, I went there and I taught them, gave them lessons there and all that, you know, to the students and the South Africans. One day, I think one chamcha came, one guest, one spy came, you understand, to see what I'm teaching and so forth. He didn't say anything. We just teach Quran, Hadith, this, and all, and finish. So there's now big problems and all. So anyway, then there's Maulana Musa, Imran Musa, yeah. So he started taking me around and all that. You know, you go in that, how you got how train here, they got all smart trains there and all that. Show you this, and all this type of thing. But personally, for me, I'm, you know, I don't get impressed with these things. I mean, we saw, you know, when I was a young boy, maybe 8 years old, 6 years old, a place like Heidelberg, small town, we had OK Bazaar, you know, and they had escalators that time. I'm speaking of the 60s, 63, 65, and all that. Now, if you go to Makkah, Medina, in the 60s, 70s, then only all these things came up. You understand? Escalators and malls and us. And then in your travel, you travel to America, travel to China, travel to, you know, there's all this London and Britain. So you don't really get so impressed because you saw all this type of thing. But for the people who never saw, it's like a very big thing, you know. So that is the story of Dubai and so forth. Their biggest problem is this, that they want to adopt the ideology, philosophy of that, they say, Islam, Dinul Islam, Dinul Tasamuh. You understand? What is Dinul Tasamuh? That's the word they use. If you read the Arabic newspapers, journals, magazines and all. So they say Islam means you must tolerate. You must just tolerate. So there's nothing about you must make da'wah, tabligh, invite people toward Islam, invite people toward jihad, invite this. And I don't know if people know, but everything is available there. Prostitution is available there. Drugs is available there. Everything. You must just have the right context. Obviously, by law, they will tell you it's not permissible. But people who know all these things here. I give you one example. Obviously, I can't mention the name. He passed away also. So, but I know it's the truth. He told me that he was invited for a conference. He's a professional person. He passed away. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. So they told him that, okay, you can book in this 5-star hotel and this and all that. And this is, you must remember what the rates are and that. But if you want some additional perks, then this is also available. So one additional perk was a lady will be there with you to spend the night. You see? So they weren't right prostitute, they weren't right escort agency, they'll just say a lady. Then what you do in the room with her is your business. Now, I mean, you can't be so stupid and so naive to think that what, you see. So that's what happens undercover. A lot of things happens, you must remember this. Then if you take on the other side, you must remember this, that, I just give you three examples, that Tabligh Jamaat, the best Jamaat in the world, I mean, a person must be blind not to see that. In the past 100 years, Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Nawarullah Marqadahu started the work of Tabligh in that day in Mewat in 1925-26. Say 26, I said that's the more, so like authentic version. So Islamic is 100 years. We're now in 2023, so Islamic is 100 years. So in the past 100 years, you must remember that there's no one can say, no Maulana, no Mufti, no Sheikh, no Sheikhul Islam, and Darul Uloom, or anybody can say globally, internationally, they did the work with Tabligh Jamaat. Nobody can say that. I mean, unless you got jaundiced eyes and you really muta'assib and prejudiced, then it's different, you understand? But if you speak fairly and square, so that is, you must remember the issue. But they bend it, you see. So the purest Jamaat, which in the past century, so they banned them. But the Shias, they got free reign. You see? Now why the Shias will have free reign and that? And you can't speak against the Shias there. So there's no Jummah talks there also. Some masajid will have and that. But because everything is monitored, you must remember that. I must give one talk, they straight away they lock you up there. How we talk here and all that, you must remember this type of things. So why? Everywhere they look at their own advantage. So if you look at the map, you can just look at it now, just see there. So you will see Iran and put UAE. Understand? So put United Arab Emirates and the map, the Kharita, and put Iran. And you will see they are bordering. Understood? Iran is such a powerful entity. I'll take Israel out of the equation. In the whole Middle East, militarily, they're the most powerful. They'll finish this United Arab Emirates up in 3 days, 1 week, they'll flatten the whole country. Understood? Just see, I think the borders, they meet there at Bandar Abbas or somewhere.
I'm just waiting for it.
So you must remember this. So therefore, they say, no, we better keep these guys happy. You understood? We don't want them to attack. And all these countries here, they got the scarcity of water. So where they got their water, you must just attack that, Dubai and Abu Dhabi, and then you must remember this, you know, Saudi Arabia, and then finish. So it's like a 3 day, 1 week war, and everything will be finished then, you must remember. Because everything is like artificial there. It's not really genuine and so forth. It's right what they got their border.
I'm just, it's taking a bit long.
Oh. So anyway, you must remember that, you know, that is how... Bandar Abbas, huh?
Gee.
Yeah, and the name they might have ikhtilaf and all that. So anyway, so that is how they are so frightened of the Kufar Shias and all that. Then another thing is, they say if you want to see some Islam and all that, so then you must go to Al-Ain, or you must go to, you understand, the Shariqa and all these places. So I went to all the United Arab Emirates, mean the seven Emirates there. You know how it works. There are seven different places. So I went to each one. In Al-Ain, I met Sheikh Dr. Taqiyuddin Nadwi. So he is a great, great alim. He was from Nadwa, and he studied by Hazrat Sheikh also, and he had good ta'alluk. So he wrote the one book there. This is just to digress for 1 minute. Suhbat-e Ba'awliya. I've got it lying here somewhere. In there, he wrote one story of ours. Obviously, our name is not mentioned. In 77, we went to Jalalabad for Ramadan. You know, to go spend time there by Hazrat Ji. So 3-4 of us then took permission from Hazrat Muhammad Rasulullah Khan Sahib Nawwara Allahu Maqadahu. We told him, Hazrat, we want to go there to meet Hazrat Sheikh in Saharanpur. So he said, okay, go, but you must be back this time. So we went. We found out what time Hazrat Sheikh, you can go meet him and so. So we just went there and all that. Somebody said, Hazrat, ye Afriki tolaba hai. And wo mulaqat ke liye aaye. So we went. So Hazrat just made salam and then said, bhag jao, go now, don't spend time like you understood. Because Hazrat day and night, Ramadan, reading Quran, you know, and not allowed to talk and all that. You find people talking, they expel you, finish, you see, like that. So then he said, okay, here's some dates and this and all. You must give Hazrat ji no rahmatullah. Hey, that Hazrat ji, Hafizullah, Omar Dazilu, whatever. So finish, you see. So he was writing Suhbat-e Ba'awliya, that how, even if you meet them for 1 second, 1 minute, what great it is. And that he said, ye Afriki tolabat aur ke saath ye waqia pesh aaya. So it was our incident that, you see. And that. So and he wrote some nice kitabs and that. So I met him in Al-Ain. But he told me to stay here is very difficult and all that. Although he was a lecturer, but then he went on taqa'ud and retirement and that. Then if you go to Shariqa also, you will see some Islam there. You won't find, you see, the problem with Dubai and Abu Dhabi is this, that Dubai wants to cater, you must remember, for all the foreigners. What we want to put the highest tower in the world. They want to buy recognition. They want to buy success, you must remember. So always when I pass there and I look at that tower, I think of Bahlul. Bahlul, Dana'i Bahlul. So Dana is a, this thing, okay, you gave that thing. So that Dana'i Bahlul, he met Harun Rashid. No, Harun Rashid came by him, the other way around. So he told him, oh, Sini ya Bahlul. Now Bahlul was a Waliullah. I went to his grave also in Iraq. So remember that. So he said, I must give you advice. He said, yeah. He said, Harun, you know what you did? Rafa'at al-Tin. Rafa'at al-Tin. Wa wada'at al-Din. You took sand and put it right on top in your castles and palaces. And Din you put right at the bottom. Rafa'at al-Jas. Wa wada'at al-Nas. You took just cement and all you put right on top. And the divine text and prophetic text you put it right down. In kana min amwalik, if from your own wealth, for anta min al-mubazirin, then you shaitan's brother. You understand? He quoted all of us. And then he said, in kana min amwalin nas, if it is from the public treasury, you're using that money for all this, then for anta min al-zalimin. How apt it is for these people. You must remember. Sheikh Mohammed Sabuni wrote this incident there in Tanwirul Adhan, the tafsir. You find some nice stories like that, you know. So Sheikh wrote all this things there. So that is what you find there. Then if you see this competition between the two, you see, the capital is Abu Dhabi. So now Abu Dhabi and that, they got Formula One, you see. So if you go there, you'll find in between they got Formula One. Now once a year you must have the, you know, the Emirates or Abu Dhabi or whatever, there they got. So there's big competition between them. And then the cars, they got 8 lanes or 10 lanes, and you press how much, you know. I think they had 200 kilos also, but I think now they clamped it down. But otherwise, you could drive any speed, like, you know, 180, 200 kilos, all that. Because straight road, and 1 hour, 1.5 hour, you're there, you understand? So this time, between Dubai and Abu Dhabi and all that. So Dubai, obviously, is Emirates. So, I mean, that's a world-class. I'll tell you one thing about myself now. And Ittihad. I went on Ittihad once. I was very, very disappointed. You understand with them? That airport also is so small. You understand? It's surprising that Abu Dhabi, it looks like a small mini. And you take that, this one here, Dubai looks like a maxi, you know? So big and all like that. So now every week, every month, they send me messages. There's Emirates. You haven't flown. You haven't come. You haven't this. So you see, in Urdu, Arabic, and that, we got a nice word. Then Urdu we say, Mera dil, meri zameer gawara nahi karti. I'm not passing a fatwa, I'm speaking of myself. My heart, you know, my conscience don't want to allow it, that ever I fly now with Emirates. I got all the perks, everything, you understand? And they send me how many thousand miles I got, and thus and thus and all this type of thing. But my heart don't want. Why? It's like I'm boycotting them. Why? Because you made peace with Israel. You made peace with Israel, our enemies. Enemies of Aqsa al-Mubarak. Enemies of Palestinians. Enemies of our children. And so forth and so on. The worst people on this earth, Quran says also. Made them swines and monkeys. And you all went to go make peace. So you don't need my business, but I also don't need you. One was Hafiz Ibrahim Desai, Rahimahullah. But why I really liked Emirates was, whenever it was traveling, they would not prevent you from reading Salat, you see. And nowhere. I traveled so many countries with them, yeah, and many times I just take a chance, you know. With Allah's help, I'll just give 2 incidents. I was in Manchester, I just gave my card and everything. I said, I need upgrade. So that guy looked at me, this, that. They said, yes, you got it. You understand? Now, from Manchester to Dubai, then Dubai to South Africa, the ticket alone will cost you 30,000-40,000 rand per person. Maybe more also, you know, for the business class. Then from New Zealand, Auckland also one day, I said, let me just, I read Damas and made dua. It's long flights, you know. So I went there, I said, I need upgrade and that, they make this, that. Right, fixed up, you got it. You understand? So first class of there. Not always, but sometimes with Allah's help, it just comes, you understand? So, now you take other airlines, Saudi Airlines, big problems. I was traveling from Tunisia, Tunis, to Jeddah, you understand? They never allowed me. You must remember to stand and read. They said, no, you must read in your seat. You must remember. Therefore, I never flew. I never flew, not once in my life, Qataria. Because they got boards there, I believe. They don't allow you to read Salat. Understood? So I say, if you don't want me to read Salat, why must I travel on your... So that were the one, two things, that the mileage which you get, the lounges and this and all hotels or whatever. And you must remember that Salat, they would never, the only time they would tell you you can't read Salat, and that's common sense, when there's turbulence or when they are serving meals and all that. Beside that, they will tell you read here and all that. And some of their first class planes that fly there to South America and that, they got everything up to date. That I got the 5 daily Salat, the how many hours left, the place where you are, is it time up for Salat and all of that. So excellent, you know, and all that. You don't have to go look for Qibla, nothing, everything is shown to you on your screen, on that screen and all of that. So it was very, very good like that. But now my heart is just broken and that finished now. Once my heart breaks, then I just call it off, like finished now. So now we no more traveling also, no kalas. We just sit quietly, yeah? Whatever we wanted to see, we saw, like you see. So that is the things there. But end of the day, there the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, Morocco, and all these Jordan and Egypt, and all murtads, end of the day, the leaders I'm speaking about. Because why? All went to make peace with these characters. And I've been to all these countries. So you must remember that very, very disappointing. We make dua, Allah guide them. But end of the day, the way things like going, they're going to pay a very, very heavy price for being traitors, not to any place, to Masjidul Aqsa, to being traitors for Al-Ardul Mubarakah, Al-Ardul Muqaddasah. It's not a small thing. It's very, very big crime. So you sold your iman to get credibility with Israel and America and so forth. Trump said, Safaqatu Qarnin, we'll make the deal of the century. And you'll went right inside, hook, line and sinker. I mean, you're idiots or what? But you see, no iman. See, Dubai last thing. Dubai, Abu Dhabi, you go. They go and build temples and all that for these mushrikeen who are slaughtering our Muslims in India and who are demolishing our masajid, raping our women. For them, it doesn't matter. As long as we're making money, that's the aim. So Allah Ta'ala guide us all. Allah protect us all. Min kulli su'in wa makruh. Ameen. Salaamu alaikum.